Oh, yeah? So you should join. You're doing the stuff you should get tomorrow. Okay, we have the last two tastes in to do on the segregation from Chito. We have to do that today. And we have to join tomorrow. We will start the next part of the segregation. But we aren't going to forget about Ish, because we're going to remind us about Ish as well. And the main segregation from Chito is basically going to be concluded today. For the first time around, I'm going to get you into Chazar, you're going to be the only time. Says the Gemara, Shmuel the Kasha, let's stop at the end of Chavez with base. The Gemara says, Omar Robo. Four lines up. Omar Robo, Crow, Omasti, Semesai, Ele, Ele, Beautiful. I have a postal, can I mention it? Embrace it. Deporting. He states the age, went on its own. Yet it says, Yishalim, you just have to pay. And then Hamavis Abeyo, or Yishalim, Hamavis Abeyo, sounds like the one who lights it. So it didn't go on its own, or did he light it? Shmano, Esho, even the Shulchitzos. So you see, even though it went on its own, but the fact that you didn't look after it makes it you are the Mavi, Shmano, Esho, even the Shulchitzos. Even there, this change of expression, meaning to tell me that on the one hand, it just goes on its own, on the other hand, you lit it, consider you did the lighting, it's Esho, even the Shulchitzos. There's two ways how to learn this line of the Gemara. There's a simple way of understanding like Rashi, and then there's a Tosfos Lamed Aleph. The simple way of reading it is Kiseitze Eish means I lit the fire, but it spreads on its own. Kiseitze, it spreads on its own. And yet it's considered Hamavi, it's considered everything it burnt, it's considered I did it. That's a simple way of reading it. Kiseitze Eish, I might lit the fire, but it goes on its own. The fact that it causes the damage, it states it on its own. But Shani Yishalim HaMavis HaBeiro. That would be Momin. It's like my property going. The fact that it burned down the house.
I didn't know what she was. How did
it burn? The simple understanding of the Pasuk is not that the fire came down and started on its own or some kid lit it. The simple understanding is maybe I did light it. But I didn't like the house. That house that got burned down, it wasn't me. So that's Kiseitze. Kiseitze-ish. The house got burned down because the fire went out. But yeah, Shani Shalom, consider I lit that house. That's the simple understanding. But Tetzes and Amalanif understood it. Kiseitze-ish means even if you didn't like that one. He says, age. A fire was lit by some child or whoever it was, but I was responsible for looking after my fire. And yet it's considered that I did it. Amava it's a bear. So Shvamna Hishim Shum Chitzo. Masniso, we have a Bryce supporting this as well. Exactly the same thing. The Tanya, possible, of course, a minute. You might know this in Minitsky group, but the Possum starts off in this game. He says, age. As if my property went down to damage. The same Niske Gufoi ended up with me, the Niske Gufoi, as if the person himself did it. Shami Shara Mavi Sabeo. Loimelech on top of the page, Chavim Ramadan, Loimelech on Eishu Mishum Chitzo. We mentioned last time that it's a bit strange, you have a Pasuk, and then a Bryce is saying the same thing again. What's the Pshat? And I saw, I think, it was with David Dabowski, I think it was there. That the pshat is that had we just said the pasuk, maybe we would have been, because it's such a chiddush, this ancient shulchan, so maybe we would have been the pasuk some other way. Maybe like Rish Lakish learned the pasuk some other way. But you see, the Braisa spoke out and said, no, that is the way to learn the pasuk. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask the Rosh Hashanah when they came in. Just said beforehand that he said, Ish is not Mahon, because they don't have Mahon. I know it's Mammon, but the price tells us that it is Mammon.
There's another way around. Okay, very nice as well. the Pasuk seems to be saying that you're chayiv. Again, the way the Gemara explains the Pasuk, he says, sounds like the fire going out and you're chayiv for that. Nothing about you, like the fire going out and you're chayiv for that. So why is that? It must be because of Mormon. If the Pasuk is telling me this thing of Mormon,
I know it's Mormon.
Well, why else will I be trying? If it's not,
it's Mormon.
Okay, so it's something like Mormon. We know two things you can be trying with. Either because it's you did it, or your property, you should have looked after your property. What? There's nothing else. Either because of what you did, or because of what? It's your property. So now it says that the boss can be 6 to 8. The fire went out on its own. 6 to 8, the fire went out. You see, 6 to 8, the fire went out. So why should I be trying? Fire went out and then went and destroyed. So why should I be chayiv because of what the fire did? So if you'd stop there, you'd understand, yes, you have to pay because we treat the fire like your money. But yet the pasuk goes on, shami shamam mavis, the pasuk goes on to tell me that no, the reason why you're chayiv is because you were the mavis. It's considered that you actually did it. So is it that the fire did it or is it that I did it? So the pasuk saying, no, Eishem Shemkitz, the teacher, no, that's what it is. It's the fire that did it, and that's considered as if you did it. Right? So there's one, two kedushim here. One is that in the beginning we thought it was Mormon, that's what you're understanding, or the maskon of the kedushim, it's kitzov, whatever it is, the kedushim in the pasuk, which maybe we wouldn't have done the pasuk that way.
When Shai, we had a question, one of the opinions was, it cannot be humble.
That was the very common reason why he didn't want to learn. So it's not true. If you have to agree to that.
Right, the same.
Put that
aside. It is
wrong. Right, so come and tell me that Ishim Shokito. Learn about Ishim Shokito.
Says,
come to teach you Ishim Shokito. This is what the Rice is going to teach us. So we ask that it's funny, bring me a Rice and then the Apostle, which already told it to me, and the Rice is repeating the Apostle. I think it was a Dr. Pavelski, his mother was one of the other Achrayans, Malino. He said, no, and we had just the Apostle since we had such a kid, those children have learned now. The Rice tells me the way we learn the Apostle is the right way.
But the Mark of the Tanya just put the price in. What's the pasuk? We said, what the pasuk? So we're not really sure exactly. Reading the price to support our reading.
Right.
The price, so then I said, just said, what the price?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then what the price of the record? As we normally do, the price might quote a pasuk.
Yeah. Okay. Omar Rava, second line down. Omar Rava, catch the rabbi. Rabbi, I have a question. The Manda Omar Ishim Shumkitzov, according to whose name? Where, how will you ever have a case of Tomon? What do you mean to ask? If you all that Ish is five, because it's considered Adam Amazig, there's no Ptol Tomon by Adam Amazig. Ptol Tomon is only by Mommy, not by Adam Amazig. So, Mina, how will you ever have it? We should have a tour on Tomon. Rashi explains, here Mishkachas, Rashi, second line down. Iro Adam Zayn creates a professor would send an arrow with his ink. The Tomon and it would damage the Tomon. Mila Machayev, Benezek. Would you not be Chayev Benezek? The fact changes the word. Yeah? Would you not be Chayev Benezek? Okay, we're not by a field. The Pasuk said, we pass in the end of this period. The Chaim says, "Show you kumizin." We pointed out last time we learned. The Rashi here seems to be teaching us what the Ptor of Tomon is. Rashi says, "How can it be? If a person sends an arrow, of course it'd be Chaim. We know a person is Chaim even for Shogig and even for Oynus. So of course it'd be Chaim for Tomon. Why is Rashi bringing Shogig, Oynus, Markesha?" Say, otherwise, it's Chayv Tom. There's no Ptor Tom. What's Rashi saying? Oynus and Shogig. What's I got to do with it? Why is Rashi bringing it in? You have a question, Shua?
I hear the question, but I was more of a on the basis, I thought that the Talmud that Abba Mazet is only the tour of the Talmud when he starts acquiring his own property and spreads the next person, but he likes Talmud. So he's still not concerned Abba Mazet because it started on his property.
That's the question. He'll issue some kids off, then even results in your property, considered your error that went to damage the
dog. No, but it's also your act. It's your
act.
The cases I thought were.
You're right, Tomlin, the Ptah of Tomlin, if somebody likes to buy his own property in the five spirits, that's the Ptah of Tomlin.
Right.
But if your patient is from Kitzel, then when you like to buy your own property and the five spirits, it's as if you did the damage that happened. That five spirit and burnt out some kaling over in the haystack. It's as if you burnt out those kaling in the haystack. Isha Shun Kitzel. So, Frank Dashi, but if you would have done that with the chaytz, you'd be chayiv, right? And why? Why would you be chayiv if you did it with a chaytz? Says Rashi, because the chayiv people forsake you, even for oiness. So today should be the same. That's the question of the Gemara. Just pointing out the Rashi brings in the elements of shaking and oiness when explaining why a chaytz should be chayiv. Makesha. Once the Talmud got to the shaking and oiness, and he said, no, according to Rashi, the reason why you're potter for the Talmud is because it's a type of a shaking. Since it's not clear, you don't see it there, the Bela is called the shade or an onus. Therefore, that's the Ptah. You think, Mom, that's very good if you hold this moment. So, Mom, I'm not high for shaking your onus. Why should it be high? Why should I have a Ptah if it's automatic? Automatic, there's no Ptah shaking your onus. That's one shot of Rashi. This shot, the second shot of Rashi, I hit the Ptah with Tom. Every hit is Tom. Why? Because who nechnas l'mazik? It goes in and damages inside, so it's always Talmud. And now we know every chaytz are chayiv. It's not the pshat that he heard as the authority of pshat. So the first pshat was that how do I know you're chayiv by chaytz or Talmud? Because the basis, the rationale to be brought to Talmud is shegi. And there's no Ptah Shegi about the Mamad. The second shot is, I know for sure that by Chetz, you're Chayim for Tomon, because Chetz by definition is Tomon. What's Chetz? It goes and it smashes and damages, it breaks into the item and damages in the item. So everything it breaks is Tomon. It's hidden. And yet, you're Chayim for Chetz. So every Chetz by definition is Tomon. The Kiddush Pshat. Anyway, this Shachrina, which Rashi doesn't go with, so we won't tell too long on that. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, how would you have Eish Mishum Chitzov? How would you have Tomon? If you have Eish Mishum Chitzov, how would you have Tomon? It's Adam Amazi. Adam Amazi doesn't have a Ptah of Tomon. Ben Yichele, answer the Gemara, Ben Yichele, Kigun Shinoklon, Lekelo Yisachotze, you wonder, I have a case, he lets a fire. And this is Robert had the question to him. I mean, he resolved it. Robert resolved it himself. He the fire started in a particular potse, and there was a fence around it.
What's
this Shinoplo? Yeah, not because the potato is good. Not that it doesn't mean that I have to light the fire. Come to faces, Asian is from Kitzov. Is even if I didn't light the fire, there was a fire that was meant to look after, and that fire should have been able to get to a particular place and be fired. We're going to not follow the lake is a chotzer, and the lake has got started in a particular chotzer, and there was a wall around it, but not together, and the wall that was around it fell. Shalom, I was the lake, not because of the lake, yeah. So you can't now consider the spreading of the fire as my error, because when the fire started, it wasn't meant to get further, right? And it went and damaged in another chotzeh. So, and then his chetzim, in that case, wherever it goes there, his case couldn't have got there because his fire, when it started, and there was a wall around it, there was no way that fire should have been together. So his shear and the lighting of the fire when the fire, the fact that fire was alight, didn't spread further than the wall. And Mamele, if it does spread afterwards, it's not anymore Chitzor, and there'll be a Ptur of Tom. It's not anymore Adam and Mazik, and there'll be a Ptur of Tom. Yeah? We think, oh, you can get it in Golanami, Golan Chitzor, the contribution on, held the issues only with some Chitzor. So if the wall fell down and the fire shouldn't have spread to it, and when it finished already by the wall, so anything that spreads further, you shouldn't be high for at all. If you hold Asian Shulchitzov, so only high because of my act ended by the wall, it couldn't have run further. Even Golo should be high. So where's the case that Golo, you're high, but Tomon, you're bottom? The monoshop, if the fire could have spread there originally, then it's Chitzov, it should be high even for Tomon. If the fire couldn't spread at all after the wall, and then it spread somehow, then it's not Chitzov. So he's not chayv even for Golub. So I have the other case we are chayv for Golub, but not for Tomon. And we're going to change because of this kasha. We're going to make a big U-turn in the whole sugya. Ela lemal disem mishum chitzov v'sinam mishum emreinoi. The one holds of chitzov holds of memreinoi as well. Of the goy shehoy eloi negoydo v'loy goldo. They're talking about a case where he should have put a fence around it, and he didn't. So the story was that this, there was this fire he set off, and there was a wall around it. So this fire could have only spread how far? To the wall. And afterwards, the wall fell down, and the fire continued spreading when he had the possibility to block off this fire. So now he can't be chayv because of chitzov, but now it'll be chayv because of memory. The beautiful holds of memory as well. We thought so now Rabbi Yochanan only holds of Chitzov and doesn't hold of Memoina. There's like a bicron of Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan holds of Chitzov. Rishon Lakish holds Memoina. Neither of them hold of each other. That's what we thought so now. So Mela, if Memonoshav, if the fire can go further than the wall, then you should be chayv because of even if for Tala. If the fire can go further than the wall, then you should be chayv even for Goloi. But then now we say, no, you're wrong. We're talking about that would be the Rabbi Yochanan the Ishim Shumamina as well. So I mean, if the fire could go straight, if the fire couldn't have got so far, but then the wall collapsed and then it split further, then for the first part, after that, no more Chitzov, but since he should have looked after it, Mamina. So Rabbi Yochanan because of Mamina. And Mamina is a tall Tomah. It couldn't have gone further. It's all was there.
But then I had a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Because these little heads, it's not a chance.
They had a chance to invent it.
So then I just could be that in fact you say it's Chitzov.
Say again. Tell me if I've said you, you've still got the question. There is a mock of your question. I just want to make sure you're asking that question. If Asian Shul Chitzov means that it was my act that did it, right? So if when I lit the fire, it couldn't have gone further than the wall, then my act is limited to the wall.
Because
I had sent an arrow that's as far as it would have got. Right. So if Asian Shul Chitzov means, if Asian Shul Chitzov means it's your act, you're high because of what your act, I'm just on the creative, it's considered everything that you, everything that damages is already included in the original lighting. So it's, the act I did, how much damage is included in the act? Well, only as far as the wall, I can't go further than that. I did the fire, can't go further than the wall. And maybe I should be, anything after the wall can't be high because of my act. Now I can be high because of something else. I should have looked after something. That's the chiyuv of mom. Let's just make something clear. There's a chiyuv between Adam and Mazik and Mom and Mazik. Mom and Mazik is because you didn't look after something. You had a chiyuv shmir. And Adam and Mazik is what you did. Right? So now, if the fact the wall was there means that what I did couldn't have gone past that wall, so I can't be chiyuv for anything what? Adam and Mazik. But still, I have another thing. Shmir. You had the Mom and Mazik. You had a chiyuv to look after it. And therefore, since you didn't look after, you're going to be chayv. Does that answer your question? Okay, why not?
I just want to say that we can still be in Kingsdom. I still would see it potentially as Kingsdom. Once a wall went down, still had the ability to continue on. And I intend to get responsibility to stop it and then stop it. Stay here by watching. I would say he has a responsibility to watch his pizza in the world. He has a responsibility for any damaging force that he causes.
But doesn't he actually need to? Well, that's sort of like a case where the fire went and burnt out up in Edwards. Right? If you say it's good, so it's Chayav Misa, yeah? First account is Chayav Misa for the fact he didn't look after something. Chayav Misa for something that he did, not something he didn't look after. So if we can call it his act went until that wall, after that's not his act anymore. In fact, he didn't look after it, it's a chson and shmir, not his act, it's a chson and shmir. Chson and shmir, you're not going to be Chayav Misa out of all. Talmud, all those things are not going to be tired for. It's not his act. He could have looked after it, but he didn't look after it. Say that. Ishmir is not might be a day. Does that answer your question? There is a difficulty. You haven't yet
answered. Why doesn't Mama have a limitation as well? With, well, he has a buyer, but the header, everything is fine. So he said,
have a look at the Mishnah that we're not involved in the Vedic, not here on the Vedic. Answers your question.
That's
not here on the Vedic. You have a short Vedic. Medium? Yeah. Not here on the Vedic. Mishnah said somebody had a sheep. He locked it. Yeah. Medium. I can't understand the deal. And all of them, Kuro, he locked that properly.
Yeah.
He also has a Zika bottle. Right? Nifritz of Elayla, you can tell us it's you. Nifritz of Elayla, I should have a surlistim, Potter. It's your list name, Mr. Rayom. So far, so good? Excellent, very good. Now it says there, if the Nifritz of Elayla is Potter. And what did he do? He locked up properly. He locked up properly. Now, the Nifritz of Elayla, the wall broke down at night. And now you're Potter. What can we get to you? Nifritz of Elayla. Why?
Same question.
Same question. So what do we see there? And since it's your money, you have to look after it. I did look after it. It's history. And now you know about to look after it again. Right? So that's the same as Soyuz. Looked after it, but every moment of Mazik is like that. Every moment of Mazik, even though you looked after it, doesn't help. Yeah?
What?
There's no Mashut. They say there is, though, right? If Shlok says it is, the Gerichon says it is, at the end of the day. Gerichon's now saying it's Molinism. Yeah. The reason why Gerichon didn't want to know Shlok is because there's no Mashut. That's all it went.
So we're getting that passing, where it's both elements of the beginning, they share the same as both elements.
They're both true. It's a Chiddush, it's even considered the other Mamaz. But Mammon is it that's possible. Kiddush even the Loimel of all this that's Asian Shem Kitzel. That's as long as the wall could go. So the Marela, that's what the Gemara is saying. You wonder how you can have a case of Talmud, a case where the Adam and Mazik, his Kitzel stopped, couldn't have gone further. And then he should have looked after it. He didn't look after it, that's why he's going to be.
What power is very kind of
cliche and he knew that's going to go. The words of Igma. It fell not because of the fire. At that point, because of the fire, it fell after the fire.
And then that would be it's
called the romantic, sure. Yeah. All right, that's the start of the question, but then he stopped. He lost his confidence.
No. Let's call it Mahmoud. I'm not sure if you can get the ability to leave the body, but it's a hence. Somebody's very fast, and let's say he shoots an arrow, a Mahashan arrow, and he and there's a wall there, but then the wall collapses. And before the arrow reaches the point where the wall was, does he have an obligation to put the wall up? And he can't put the wall up before that point.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So then that would be then that would still be his, right?
Yeah,
well, I think. No, because look, I'm talking about the borderline. If the wall falls, and it always spread on the other person's property,
can't spread onto the other person's property before the wall falls.
Right, but let's say that it's still on the shoot the owner of the foundation's property.
Yeah,
the wall falls and it hasn't reached the border yet.
Right.
And he could rebuild the wall there.
That's the case. That's exactly the case Rashi says. He could have put the wall out before he goes out of his property.
So now the wall is down and it's still on his property and it continues to burn through.
So why is it now going to be
cut? At this point, the arrow is not going to go any further. But at this point, the arrow is still meant to go further.
It can go,
fire will spread.
I understand how you don't need to draw any pictures. We understand what you're saying. But what do you mean it meant to go further?
There's been no wall there.
There was a wall.
Right, there was a wall.
So when he did that act, how far could his act go?
He can go very far, further than the wall.
Oh, God.
Yes, again, can you see this?
No.
He is the wall. Getting off the hook.
So, when a person's trying to do this act, elicit or sends an arrow, there is this act that is going to cause the damage. Now, as long as that wall did not fall because of its act. So we have to that act, how far can it go? There's a shield there, can't go further. The fact that Aina's happened after and the wall fell down is not really to transform his act into an act of mazik.
Is the act only at that one point in time?
Yes.
The act continues
that agreed at that moment. That's going to be Machiavelli's thing that happened afterwards. Yeah? Okay, since you didn't ask us, I'm going to leave the question.
No,
I'm going to ask. If you ask it, I'll ask it. It's not on.
It's just you saying that once he's potential, this question, once you have potential to the wall, you don't. I'm afraid it's become your.
You're very close to the question. Right, but I answered no, it goes into the act. Have you got any right? Look at places. Remember this place 300 of craft based on Aleph? Remember Hishma Shul Chitzov? What's this? That's it. This is said, Hishma Shul Chitzov doesn't mean he let it in the first place at all.
The responsibility.
He should have looked after him, consider it with that. Right? I mean, if so, then even if the wall fell down, who cares? The reason why you're tired is not because of your act that you did this some way around. The fact that you didn't look after it makes it your act.
Right.
So if so, even if the walls was there and then fell down, but the fact that you didn't look after it before it spread further, should make it into your act, so you should still be a chayv. Yeah?
How does it tell us the walls?
Nothing to do with this, come on. Till now, we explained, it means without tesis, a simple way of learning, that Ishim is what gets me to I lit the fire. And then, obviously, if it goes further, I'm chayv because it's all in my mouth. And then, I'm chayv. Okay, if the wall falls down, then I can't. My act can't do that. But then I understand the sugya very well. And you'll see, I was waiting to say Tosafot, he didn't say that. I do that David there, with a bit of help. He did say that what's the kasha? Come to Tosafot, you got it wrong. He never meant he lit the fire. What's Eishon Shulchitzon mean? We treat it like the chetz. Why? Since you should have looked after it we say we consider you Arab, right? Since you're the little daughter, we consider you Arab. If so, so what's not a minute? The wall was up on the wall. When I did the fire, when the fire started burning, there was a wall there. Okay, so I can only go so far. But then the wall fell down. And I could still look after it. I'm sure it said, has the egg gone past the line? I could still look after it. So it's still Chasani Shmir, but that should transform it into my act. What's the Pshat Chachma? It's the Kasha.
Wasn't
that
giving
the
act?
Again?
Says it was an act of
sheer. Says it was an act of sheer.
What does that mean? It was the
sheer,
and then it was the even though the wall was up, he has to continue stopping it. In this case, for example, but it is those that the Shia. In our case, it's
not Shia. It's the Posha Veloy Shoma. He was Posha and didn't guard his Gacher. Simple reading of places is that there was a fire raging and he didn't guard it, and that's a Shia. Like if somebody has an animal and he didn't lock it up, it's called Pshir. But even if he did lock it up and then the wall fell down and he didn't rebuild it, he's a Pasha. That's simple reading to it. Like Pasha, but he's showing it out. No?
But like Pasha, but he's showing
That places that if we're not like Rashi or like the simple understanding, Adam Rashi says it clear. The guy who lit it is called Adam Mazik. That's very good. The reason why I have issues or kids of you lit that fire with you, that went all the way through. But the context says it doesn't, not that because I lit it, it's I didn't look after it, and that makes it like kids of. So, what should be the difference if the walls up or down? It's a cash which. Yoinas Elam asks, we mentioned him once. Yoinas Elam. He was a very young man that was killed in the war. He said he could have become one of the biggest players in the world. He read a very short contrast on Baba Kama and called Yoinas Elam, and he asked his question. And he says similar to what Yossi is saying. There's something called Shia, although he didn't light this fire, he was pre-Shia in arranging for this fire to be lit. Let's say he let his children play with the fire, whatever it was. There was some pshia in the creation of the fire. Tosfos said the fact he didn't look after it, making the chitzov, is because there was also, he had something to do with the creation of the fire. Maybe he didn't light it. It wasn't just that he didn't do a shmir. It was more of a pshia, even more involved in the creation of the fire. Maybe we can read that in Tosfos. He was Peshea, like Yossi is saying, Peshea in the creation of the fire. And then he didn't look after. So then you have treated like Chitzov. So Inkin, in our case, since when he was Peshea at the beginning, it wasn't the Peshea because they couldn't have gone past that wall.
So
it wasn't the Peshea. And then the wall fell down. So now it's just that he didn't look after it. Just not looking after it doesn't make you indifferent. That's the Yoinas Elam's third book.
Does he
require Pshia in the beginning? Pshia needs some Pshia in the beginning. The whole Divya Tesis, Ragnach Yagamna, the EU Posha, Bis Abbas Ha'esh, Dumya, yes, listen to these words. Dumya, the Mashkos of Tesis, Shalosh Shima Gachalte. Not exactly the thing you mean, but Shima Gachalte. There was some shia in the original Eskola Sa'ish. But once Sa'ish was already Kayemis without his shia, and the whole shia was he didn't do a good shmira, then it's not called Eish Rishon Pitzur. So, for instance, if somebody puts down a fire in the open, puts a coal down in the open, and he was pishaya because of that, and the wind then took it and went off further, so that's Kitzur.
Oh,
okay.
The example of the
form
itself is not
the... If I'd give it to a Kheir, it wouldn't be, but to be Mami Amir, yeah. Okay. It needs to be Malabi. Yeah. Okay, but there was Bichon on it, right? Or to take this and ask this Kasha by you are an Adjitzel, the God. There's a lot of coals or something, a lot of coals, which suddenly puts down a lot of coals. He maybe didn't like those coals, but he put them down, a lot of coals, and he wasn't, and those coals could go off. That's called chitzot. If somebody put down these coals in a case where they're protected, and then the protection falls down, that is only memoina. I didn't look after it. Yeah, not looking after it is not going to make you into be a chitzot or the mamazik. Not looking after it, not looking after something which I wasn't appreciating in the beginning is going to just be memoina. I'll never be a bit of Tom. Very good. I wasn't going to ask, especially my colleague that you brought it up. Fine. So we have Taisus, Tom and Beish, the Potach one Eichel Mishkachas Tom. Tom and Beish, the Potach one Eichel Mishkachas Tom. How do you have Tom and Beish come to Rabbi Yoichon? Fish them in the Mandor, my Eish, Mishum, and Moinoi. Oh, very well, come to the Mandor, my Eish, Mishum, and Moinoi. Eighteen, the Potach Tom. There's no Kasha. How do we have a case that you've got sort of Tom? Eishim Shema Moinoi, what's the name of Moinoi? If we have Eishim Shema Moinoi, there's a Tom Tom. 1 second. So, there's a Tom Tom. Karen. Jem. Rego. So, why is it better? Why is it better? Eishim Shema Moinoi. Oh, why is that Tom Tom? By them, so we have the problem. So why by Shoy Shemberger doesn't apply? It's not by Ish, no, it's all about Mazik as well, what's the difference? Let's say this question, yeah? Alpha Kavdom Chol Nizkim HaMoyinah, even though with all other Nizkim HaMoyinah Gugoy, Keren, Shen, Erger, Chaim, Tomon, Yor Chaim, Tomon, so why is it any better? Says this is Shember Momoyin, Matsinu Chilukin, regarding Mammon, we find lots of differentiation between each one of the obvious Sadiqim. Keren, Shem, Regel, Abitzer, each one of the only halachas. Shem, Yechayim, Shusur, Avim. No, Regel, Yechayim, Shusur, Avim. Keren, you are? Yeah. So you see, each one's got its own halachas, right? Bo, Yechayim, Kedim? No. Shem, Yechayim, Kedim? Yes. Each one's got its own halachas. So, Mel, I'm happy to say, each one's got its own halachas. It's Mammon. It's your Mammon. It's going to an offer, it's not chayav for Tom.
Well, you have
plus with it, but then fine. Right, let's just finish off the thing and then you can ask. Adam Amazik, regarding Adam Amazik, Lechilik Ekosov, the Apostle didn't make any differentiation between different types of Adam Amazik. It's the Pentatak of Potza. He always has to pay, there's no such difference. So since you're considering a chitzov, or the Shinim Seif Kirkin, the chayav and Ashayi Kamezit, or the Skirotzoi. If you go, ain't svara midrash, ain't shoy mishul kitzur. There's no svara to say, oh, ain't shoy kitzur. If we find a trace in Yochai for Tomon, you're possible to talk about Eish. And we know, by other mamazik, we never find any chil. Between shoygi, mazin, oyna, and svara, there's never any chil looking at how. So it doesn't make sense to say, yeah, but this type of other mamazik, you're possible to talk. Why should that be? Since the Adam and Mazik always has all the same halachas, so why should it be that by age, Adam and Mazik should be different? Doesn't make any sense. Eremai makes more sense to go with Mammon. I by Mammon, also, we never find the Mammon spotted by Tom. Say that. But by Mammon, we find differentiation. We find this one, you're high for this one, and this one, you're high for Shusur, and this one, you don't need such a good shmir, this one, you need less of a shmir, more of a shmir. This one you're paying for Kaden, this one you're paying. Each one's got different halachas. This one's also This halacha is that Shem Regeli bottle for the Aisha of Potom. That means if Aish, we can put it into the parsha of Mormon, then it can have lots of variations, variables. If we put it in the parsha of other Mamazik, there can't be any variables whatsoever. We see in the Torah, it says other Mamazik can't be in all instances, even by Inazik, all instances, made in Zelda. That's the Kashlan piece, the Pshat on the Gemara. Again, I'll be beside what is asked. The Gemara says, why, how do you ever have a case of Tom and Vaish? Why only ask a Kuntra Biyachim? Didn't ask a Kuntra Ishlomish. Why?
This is always a moment.
Yeah, so what? But my mom also don't find Tom.
No, but mom, there is Tom. I don't know if that Tom
they put the positive deposit in Tom.
Right.
But if you want to compare it to other Mormon, you never have. So why is it more of a question on the Mormon Shlokish? You have Ish, you have Adam Mamazik, you have Mormon Mamazik, you have Ish in the middle. But not sure if Ish is like Adam Mamazik, but Ish is like Mormon Mamazik.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara's right, it can't be like Adam Mamazik because it shouldn't be a Tov Tom. Yeah? Okay. So what? It's like Mormon Mamazik, but that also is no Tov Tom. So sometimes we have this difficulty. Age the Torah is this Talmud, and it doesn't fit into according to either of the categories. So why is it more of a Kashmir Biyach or more than Yish Lakish?
Well, then you could also say about the other kinds of
Torah
that you have
and
the other types of
Talmud. That's how to have Torah. Then we're happier to explain Age according to Mormon and Mazik, because once we put in that category, that category got loads of variables, and each one's got its own chiyuv, and each one's got its own halachas. I think to put it into the parasha of Adam Mamazik, Adam Mamazik Bechlal has one din, always chayiv. Oh, there's lots of shaggy, but always chayiv. Therefore, it doesn't fit in well to say that Eish, but there's a Ptor Tom. If it's Adam Mamazik, it shouldn't be a Ptor Tom. Yeah?
So when you're dealing with and it sticks, there's no wall blocking or anything.
Yeah.
Then
the
beach. As well as there's always going to be a sporos when your animal does it.
Yeah, so why bring that in now?
Well, because again, that's the difference between Mammon and.
Yeah, that's going to be the Mammon's going to ask that now. What's the issue? Okay. Yeah. Not one. Because the Taisa was focusing on the Tomlin aspect at the moment.
Right.
All right. So the answer was the Maskan of the Gemara, the Rebbe Yochanan holds Yish Lakish. Right? There is Kai for the Mormon and Mazik. So what's the Gemara ask now? Hakima Akhe, the Mandi is the Mishum Chitzov, is the Inam Mishum and Marino. See where he is, three lines before the two doors. Since now that we said, Hakima Akhe, now that we've said, the man is the Mishum Chitzov, the one who holds Chitzov is the Inam Mishum and Marino. My Benayu, what's the difference between them? All right, if you have gone agree, it's the Chayim Shimon Malaynoi. So what now is the difference between Rebbe Yochanan and Yish Lakish? Practical and halachic difference. What's the difference? If they all agree, Chayim Shimon Malaynoi. So what's the practical difference? Eke Menayu Lachayiv Avod Voi. Lachkamin is how much you have to pay. If it's Malaynoi, you only take care. If it's good for you, then Chayiv Hezek Tzari. Shevis, four things. So this was the Maskan of the Gemara, which we've seen Rashi already about it. And there's a long Rashi in Achayv Vadal Dvorim and Tosfos which address the same point. You managed to go over Rashi a bit when you prepared. As the Rashi addresses in a Kuda that there's more than just one thing. You might say, oh, Nafkimin is. Chayv about God's boy. And instead of just paying Nezek, you pay Nezek Tzari for Shevis. There's more than that. Other cases, all the cases that we spoke about on the Amudale. Moshul, Gomot, Sajrashi, Gamal Bekerim, that's what I'm sure was just saying now. The Mandal of Ishra Shulchit, so we can be Chayv for the Tzuris. Mandal of Shulchit, so it's not Chayv for the Tzuris. So Nafkamina, Kerim, Gomot. How much would the Bala Kerim have to pay? How much would the Bala Gomot have to pay? Right? Mm-hmm. That means if your nation should know, you know, it's your time because what your money does, not having my animal makes a fire. Right? There's no issue of pizza, and if I brought my animal as well, it needs chetzi nezek because of tzuris. So that's what Rashi said in Akam, you can set that in Akam as well. Right? So let's start from Muhuadim, because I want to do Tosis. I just want to start from this point of Rashi. It's the first word of the line is Poto. It's slightly over halfway down the page in Rashi. That's where the line is part of Muhuadim. Muhuadim Amim, think of an Ayuko Amidinel, Kele, Gomel. Okay. Similarly, the Ike Benayu, the other differences. Call Hani Delel, all the examples I've said earlier, which are Kelev, Gomal, yeah. Telemando Mamishum Chitzov, according to the opinion holds of Chitzov, Rabbi Yochanan, Chayv. Why? Because he holds your chayv for momoin, even if it's not your chitzov. The chitzov, afagam delamamoinoi isle, and he holds your chayv for chitzov, even if it's not your money. And therefore, by the kelev and the gomel, it wasn't his money, but you're still chayv because it's chitzov. He holds your chayv for chitzov, even if it's not your money. For the man dom and the lesser chitzov. The contrary shlokish. It doesn't hold of chitzov. Give me pata. Why? Because whose fire was it? It was not the balak kerev. It was not the balak gomel. It's not chayv. It's not the moinah. And the only time it'll be chayv is ela. You know what the other part of chayv stands for? Elim came. Elim came is sach seches, unless it actually physically lights or building kedoy kim nor el. So why do we pick on this example? Behind the not gedal advarim. So why do we pick on this example of an afkemina? Shum, afilo heichad hagecheles shaloi. Even when the gecheles is his, when everyone agrees you pay, there's still an afkemina between them. Mashmaloi yishchilu b'divin. There's still a difference between a shok and shabir. The reason why the Gemara picks in this case is because we're looking for a case where even when everyone agrees you pay, there'll be enough in between. Of course, there's plenty enough commitments where you don't pay. It's not his money. Contrary to Israel case, you would not pay. Contrary to Israel, you would pay. In a case where it is his money, you would have thought there's no enough commitment. No, even that is enough commitment. Contrary to Israel, you pay 4 cents, and contrary to Israel case, you pay 1.
The point is,
right?
The point is, there's only a fight of that the injured party is the person, right? You don't have to
let
right.
Animal
that's there, like
right. Bettles,
things like that.
Not only Mehrbut. So, oh, it's Rashi, most of the Shriach. We want to talk about a case which is more Shriach of where is it? Okay. So, there you are. That's the Pshat in Rashi. Why are we picking on Abba Dvorim? I'll tell you why. But then there's other cases. There's Kelev. There's Gomel. There's other cases. But all those cases, all those other Nachminis are cases where it's not his Dvorim. But it's a day. Is it act? Okay, that obviously there's an afkemina between them. One old chitzov, it's his act, one old moment, it's not his act. There's another afkemina. Even when they both agree you pay, it's a moment, afkemina would be how much you pay. Now let's see Tosis. Maybe night. The very last Tosis on the Sugya, second Tosis, Kaf Gimel on Dali. Maybe night. So it says there are other afkeminis. Have a motzer me mika ben ayu. Have a motzer me mika could have said, Ike ben ayu, kol hani denel. Could have said all the cases of earlier. For instance, Kelev Shinotokoro, Ba'anchi. Yeah, Kelev took a call, Ba'anchi Anuchi Begodish, and it placed it down on the Godish. Kelev Yoyotron, how much do you pay? Mishalim Ashar Godish, Ketzinede, Kudutsoyois, or a Shlokish, Ashar Godish, Potter, Kudish, your pot on the rest of the Godish. Or the Yoyotron. Another nafkamina would be afilo hitzis begufei shel eved, even if he didn't like the actual goof of the eved, he'd be chayv miseh. Komlei b'dei aminei. You wouldn't have to pay for any of the other tashlumim because komlei b'dei aminei. Mashim kini kontribuyecha. You would have to pay. And another nafkamina is tomun. He comes to his lokish. If a person set a fire off, is that to Talmud?
Yeah.
To Mamayna. We come to Rabbi Yochanan. If the wall is not there, there was never a wall there, so we consider it chitzav, and it would be partly it would be chayv, it would be a tov tomah. But tomah here is a little of chitzav Rabbi Yochanan. Adon aloch meseches eishoy mishon chitzav. Wow, basically a month and a half. We learned it basically once. Russian places, but this was probably not only probably but definitely one of the hardest sugyas we've ever learned together. If I was really relaxed, I'd say we should do Chazara now and start to get the whole thing again. But I fear that it'll just dry us out. So we've spent about a month and a half on it, but I don't think it's. Although I'm all for Chazara, I just don't think it's big for that yet at the moment. I think we should move on. Besides, each of us will get to carry on for a little bit more. I think we should move on to the next sugya. Chaliot batid, maybe even to Chazara, I don't know. Right now, I think it's better for us to move on. I want to try and get a little bit. Not much, because again, it's to do with the pizza. We have to do that all of about three lines. To start from the two dots until. The word is chota, the last word in the line is chota, it's all of three lines, right? And Marashi and Tesis, there's two, there's three Tesis, no, no more. One, two, three, four. Four Tesis in on this three lines. So although we have finished the hardest work that we've learned together, we've still got a little bit more of hard work. It's another three lines. And so we're now, it's all like we said, the Kelev takes the Gecheles. And puts on the haystack, then the Bala Kelev has to pay how much? Spending the Gemara's got a question, what happened to the Bala Hagat Kelev? Why is he not have to pay? His mind. Why is he not have to pay?
It's his
mind. We'll see if the Gemara asks you. It doesn't, but that's where we're going. Okay, so Mazel tov, that's the first thing. You managed to get to a very, very hard to again. It's now easier, but still very geschmack, but
Why is it shy?
You're kind of
look after your dog. Every part of this dog, every part of this animal is home away.
This is not enough.
Go and snatch a cake from somebody's barbecue or from his grill and run to the haystack and put on the haystack. I don't get it.
Okay, very good. That's the Gemara's three lines. Those same heads. Gemara said this point. Come to taste.
Very good.
It gives you an idea. Rashi doesn't write that much, but tastes right to the moment. Okay. Be well, everyone.